A life coaching minister meets with a man named Carlos. Carlos says, "I need to know my calling. I feel stuck, angry, tired, and useless." It would be easy to answer too quickly. One leader might say, "You just need to pray more." Another might say, "You need a new job." Another might say, "You are depressed." Another might say, "You need to forgive your father." Another might say, "You need better goals." Any of those may notice something real. But each one could also become too small. Phil Ministry Skills teaches leaders to see more before saying more. Non-reductionistic problem solving means we do not flatten a person into one cause, one label, one wound, one sin, one feeling, one diagnosis, one social category, or one spiritual explanation. Human problems are often many-sided. Carlos may be dealing with body exhaustion, old family wounds, unclear purpose, poor habits, job pressure, spiritual dryness, anger, marriage strain, shame, and lack of community. If we rush to one answer, we may miss the person. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who answers before he hears, that is folly and shame to him." That verse is a ministry warning. Quick answers can sound confident while being foolish. Roy Clouser helps us ask, what is being treated as ultimate? Is Carlos treating career as ultimate, success as ultimate, his failure story as ultimate, his emotions as ultimate? Herman Doy-Weird helps us ask, what aspects of life are being honored, ignored, distorted, or reduced? Body, emotion, habit, language, relationships, stewardship, justice, love, and faith may all matter. Ministry Sciences observes that wise care often considers the whole person, body, story, relationships, environment, habits, beliefs, and hope. But the gospel gives the deeper hope. Carlos is not only stuck, he is created, fallen, loved, redeemable, called, and invited to walk with Christ. A helpful leader might say, "Carlos, I hear your desire for calling. Before we rush to an answer, let's look at what is shaping your life right now. What feels most heavy? What has been ignored? What might God be inviting you to take as one faithful next step? What helps is patient discernment. What harms is reducing a complex person to a quick slogan?" The takeaway is this: Christian leaders solve problems wisely when they first honor the whole person before God.